1, 2, 3, 4. Now, I'm a fellow with a heart of gold, with the ways of a gentleman, I've been told. The kind of a guy that wouldn't even harm a flea. But if me and a certain character ever met the guy that invented the cigarette, I'd murder that son of a gun in the first degree. Well, it ain't because I don't smoke myself, and I don't reckon they hinder your health, for I smoked them about 18 years and I ain't dead yet. But nicotine slaves are all the same, and petting parties are a poker game. Everything's gotta stop while I have a cigarette. Smoke, smoke, smoke that cigarette. Puff, 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 and if you smoke yourself to death, tell St. Peter at the Golden Gate that you haste to make him wait. You just gotta have another cigarette. In a game of chance the other night, old Dame Fortune was doing me right. The kings and the queens just kept a-coming around. I caught a fool and I bet him high, but my bluff didn't work on this certain guy, cause he just kept raising and laying that money down. He'd raise me and I'd raise him. Sweated blood, I got a sink or swim, but he finally calls and he don't raise the bet. I said, "Aces, fool pal, how about you?" And he says, "Well, I'll tell you in a minute or two, but right now I'm just bound to have a cigarette. Smoke, smoke, smoke that cigarette. Puff, 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 but if you smoke yourself to death, tell St. Peter at Golden Gate that you hate to make him wait. You just gotta have another cigarette." Play the chorus now, Sam. Then the other night, I had a date with the cutest little thing. She sure did rate. She was a hybrid, uptown, fancy little gal. She said she loved me, and it seemed to me that things are not like they ought to be. So hand in hand, we walked right on down Lover's Lane. She was oh so far from a chunk of ice, and our smooching party was going real nice. And so help me, boys, I think I might have been there yet. But when I gave her a kiss and a little squeeze, she says, "Doctor, excuse me, please, but I'm just bound to have another cigarette. Smoke, smoke, smoke that cigarette. That hurt my feelings. Puff, 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 and if you smoke yourself to death, tell St. Peter at the Golden Gate that you haste to make him wait. But you just gotta have another cigarette." Well, as I promised, that boy tied his horse and got him quiet over there. Now we'll ride the Tennessee Stud. Now, on this song right here, it's a fine narrative, and there might be someone here, which I doubt, that hadn't heard this song. Partly due to Doc Watson's big mouth, they probably all heard it. Anyhow, pretty good horses. Si, senor. And they come from Mexico. Get away from here. I should have said that like Cousin Zeke. Michael is the best horse I ever rode in my life, son. Bet you a dollar. Get out of here. Whoa, 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 whoa. Capo. Jimmy Driftwood said his grandpa told him a couple of hair-raising high adventure tales about the Old West, and he kind of put both tales together and surrounded them with a big horse, you know. Evidently, old Jim was telling the first person he's riding, you know, went all through all that high adventure. There's another one he wrote some of these days I'll learn called Mushitaneo, meaning most beautiful of all women, about an Indian girl. Indians would probably like that and as good as the stud, too. Anyway, I'll get into the stud right here and put the saddle on him first. Here. Let his breath out. All right, here we go.